First quarter earnings from Lattice Semiconductor for 2024 tell us so much about Lattice and so much about a lot more. I'm Corey Johnson, Chief Market Strategist for the Futurum Group. And when we look at this programmable logic company's results, what we really see is a slowdown in industrial, a slowdown in automotive, some excitement about, yeah, AI, you guessed it. Of course, Wall Street can't think that deeply. They just think, is it a beat or a miss? Is the stock up or down? Well, it was kind of a miss, and the stock was kind of down. We'll get into some of those details, but I think it's useful to look at the business. First of all, the big numbers, $140.8 million in revenues. That was down significantly from the previous year, 24% decline. Gross margins also headed in the wrong direction for a company that is generally seeing gross margins getting better. Gross margins down to 68.3%. Now, this company is so interesting because they hit so many different kinds of industries. These guys are making semiconductors for consumer devices, industrial stuff, lots of robots and things like that, consumer handhelds, as well as telecommunications networks, and yeah, lots of AI out there with the most cutting-edge manufacturing techniques for this programmable logic. And yeah, computers as well. But when we look at all of it together, programmable logic kind of tanked in the quarter. You saw a decline in revenues, as I mentioned, 24% on a year-over-year basis. That's just not good for this company. Gross margins declining, operating profits, therefore, going way down for this company. And disconcerting because they are in some markets that we think will eventually get hot. Automotive, we talked about automotive when we talked about ON Semiconductor earlier in this very same day. They're solving automotive challenges, they tell us in their corporate documents, with all kinds of chips and cars, but car sales have been down. And so what we saw from this company this quarter is it really sunk all of their revenues with that decline in industrial and automotive. And the customers bought more than they needed in the prior years, and their inventory has been really high. And so when Lattice came out with these numbers and told us that their inventory was still really high and that the stock, you know, that the business hasn't completely bottomed, well, the stock looked for a new bottom and sold off a little bit in after hours, although it came back during a little more upbeat conference call. But for the year, this stock is down 4% in the same year when the market's up, call it 24%. Just not great for Lattice Semiconductor. But those inventory concerns are really interesting because the question is, as automotive sales start to come back and industrial starts to come back, and maybe even, God forbid, telecommunications starts to come back, are the inventory drawdowns going to kind of finally end and customers will start putting in new orders? That was a question put to CEO Jim Anderson.
Be stronger than the first half for the reason, number one, that we believe that drawdown of inventory effect dissipates in the second half of the year. But then the second reason is a Lattice-specific reason of we believe that the products, the Nexus and Avant products, will continue to ramp over the course of this year, and that'll be additive to our revenue in the second half of the year as well. As I mentioned, there's the sixth Nexus device family just went into production, so we'll benefit from that in the second half of this year. The seventh, we expect to go into production in Q3.
So we heard it again, second half, second half, second half. These guys saying second half, the environment will be better, their products will be better. But right now, there's concerns about inventory. We're going to dig a little bit deeper into that right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
Here's what you need to know about Lattice Semiconductor's first quarter earnings. It tells us a lot about what's going on, not just in semiconductors, but in the automotive business and in the industrial business. Their revenues of $140.8 million in the quarter were down 24% from the previous year. But the one number that tells us a whole lot, the drill down earnings bite, that really tells us what's going on at Lattice is about inventory. This company ended the quarter with 195 days of inventory. Think about that mind-blowing number. More than 6 months of inventory on their books, let alone what's sitting at their customers. That's really worrisome for this company, and that's going to be an overhang that's going to last, according to the CEO, for some time to come. All right, thanks for listening to Drill Down Earnings. Check us out on all the socials. You can find me at X at CoreyTV. Bigger, longer earning reports on YouTube at Futurum Group's page on YouTube. Follow us, like us, dislike us if you must. Tell us what you think. Drill Down Earnings, part of 6-5 Media.